Blog Talk Radio.
I let a bitch get away with something last night. I shouldn't have let her get away with it.
And I'm saying, if you're trying to make having bitches a business, you already fucked.
You're listening to your number one radio station.
Rosebud Bear Dome.
Are you a Macaholic? Spitting game to him daily. We into the grill tonight. Can you keep a loose one, baby? Give it if it tastes all right.
Ooh-wee.
What's up, y'all? What is up? Hey, man. Oh, fellas, this shit is blowing up for me. My shows is blowing up. These shows right here, the one we on right now, Down and Dirty 101, the doggone ass Rosebud. I'm telling you, I'm just getting a lot of action. But the reason I'm getting it is because y'all on here, you know, fucking with me, making me come up with all this fly shit for people to be able to go to my archives and listen to, even though they don't be on the show. But that's okay. You know, this is the flyest radio show for motherfuckers talking about some game that you're going to ever be on. The only reason it is fly is because of yours truly, me, Rosebud Bitterdos. And the reason I can say that is because I did it. I've done it. I've been there. And goddamn it, that's just what it is. So I've actually been really busy, you know, but now, I've been had these, but you guys got to understand, I got the how-to on catching. I got MP3s. How-to. I'm talking about the mentality that real motherfuckers talking about catching bitches, you know, to pimp on. The real mentality that they have when they use the words that they use. See, because, excuse me, what my guys is learning over at SWU is how to maximize their conversation. See, because a lot of you guys don't understand. You be out talking. And you think simply because you started talking to this woman that you got to spend another hour with that whoever she is. See, what I'm saying is I know better. And people that deal with me know better. So if you want to know better, hit my email, askrosebud@gmail.com. You know you can check me out at Mr. Rosebud on Twitter. My site, askrosebud.com. DownAndDirty101.com is there for you to look at to see whatever you want to see to become who you want to be. Now, you know that this show, the Down and Dirty show, is about real answers to problems that those of you who want to be down in the game may or may not experience, but most likely will experience with women. And it's also about how to strengthen your belief in what it takes to actually have a lasting commitment to whatever your desires are. What we learned at SWU is if it's about the word hustle or hustler, we're not the only ones. What we learned at SWU is how to be the kind of men that can accept other men proclaiming what they do is the shit as much as you or I am claiming it's the shit, because you know why? Because we know what hustlers are. It's not just one, there's more than one. But the significance in learning that there's more than one kind of hustler. Disciplines you. It gives you discipline as a man. It also gives you discipline as a player in the game. Because you in the game, whether you want to accept the game or not, and it didn't stop when you decided to pimp a bitch. There's a motherfucker called a drag nigga that send bitches in the bank. Bitches walk in there and walk out with money. There's motherfuckers called the con, and them motherfuckers, they may do it, a bitch may do it, or both of them may do it as a team, but they play you out your money. Hey, you go get your money and bring it to them. There's the drug dealer. There's the gambler. There's all kind of motherfuckers. But you know what they all have in common? They're confident in who they are. So if the drug dealer got $600,000 and the gambler got $4,000 and the pimp have $100,000 and whoever got X amount of $1,000, they all meet up in the same place. And they all respect each other because it ain't about no money. It's about this game. That's why when you guys come on this show, you know, you want to hear all this slick bullshit. I ain't got no slick bullshit to tell you. I mean, the shit I say is slick because it's so real, but I ain't got no slick ass shit. I ain't trying to have you listen to me to be entertained because I'm a whatever kind of motherfucker to you. No, you want to listen to me because I'm lacing you with shit like I'm lacing you with right now. The only motherfucking things you really got to do as far as to really get this shit instead of just hear it, is employ some of the techniques that I be talking about. And if you, you know, use them and see what time it is with them, well, maybe you want to investigate and see where I'm coming from. I ain't mad at you if you don't. Like I tell the motherfuckers at SWU, shit. I go hard. And if you want to fuck with me, you going to go hard too. Or you're not going to be able to stand it because I'm going hard. Now, I take what I want. I'm not a robber or a bogarter or a burglar or none of that. I'm sly enough to use my conversation to make the person that I'm talking to think they decided to give me whatever the hell they're giving me. I don't care that they think they're giving it to me, keeping their prestigious posture, because only a person over you can give you something. But shit, if this motherfucker ain't over me and I know he can give me what I want, shit, don't think I ain't gonna be able to play his goddamn ass. Are you gonna be able to play his ass? Because see, you ain't gonna do it because you think it's lessening you. It's making you whatever, kiss up to this motherfucker, blah, 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 whatever. Man, shit. This is why I instill in motherfuckers that fuck with me the belief in themselves. Because shit like what I just described can happen. And you can either sit up there talking about what you too big to do or what you ain't gonna let yourself do, or you can be a motherfucker about these ABPs and figure out how to win. Because that's what we do. Yeah, it's a losing situation. Because think about this. If you're a football player and the score is 17-3 and it's like 3 minutes left, you got to get some miraculous shit to happen for you to actually win this game. But now, why is the word miraculous even operative? Because this is such a thing. So all of you guys sitting out there losing, fucking up, all this goddamn shit, think about what I'm telling you right now. Because tonight, you know, and every time I start kicking it about this, we just gonna discover some shit about ourselves. You know, well, I ain't gonna discover nothing about me. But I bet you discover some shit about you if you talking about being in this game. Now, you can be listening to this shit because you just, whatever, like me, like what I say, like how I talk, whatever the fuck. If that's the case, then I ain't really talking to you. But if you listening to get some kind of game or direction about what you thinking or what you're actually doing, what you're thinking about doing or what you're actually doing, then listen and check this shit out. That I'm finna bust on your motherfucking ass. Call in 657-383-0809. I wanna kick it. And let me tell you something, everybody beware. My head was already big as fuck. I got a big fucking head. I think so much of myself. But since SW been taken off, and it has been showing me how much I don't know, excuse me, while at the same time showing these students what they need to know, I just feel blessed because I'm moving. I ain't got to know it all, but you best believe it's, if it's to be known, I'm going to learn it. And I'm not scared to fail trying. I ain't going to try to make this shit easier for me to do because I'm a soft motherfucker and I can't stand up like you guys do. All you guys do that shit. Oh, hey, let me tell you something, man. Let me tell you something. You always wonder why societies, secret societies, are secret. Because they believe that what they know cannot be known by just any person. Unlike you guys. Unlike you motherfuckers that will swear to God, just because you ask, you should know. You will swear to God, if whoever you ask tell you, you gonna do it. I got motherfuckers right now today in SWU that then spend however much they spent, because you could buy all my shit for $750, or you could buy it piece by piece for $2,300. So however you want to do it, but I got people that have done it, spent money, and they can't do what I'm telling you, you can't do. And I know the biggest incentive for anybody to do anything is the investment you made. Don't get me wrong, there's motherfuckers that's like shining in my shit right now, SWU. I got a lot to teach them still, and I bet they're gonna fucking ace that too. Because what they've done is understand what I'm trying to get them to understand about themselves. And what they're going to do is learn how to harness that understanding and make it work for them in every aspect of their lives. Why? Because it's the truth. Hey, man, I can show you how to go out and catch a bitch every night. I'll show you three lines. Man, I don't tell no motherfucker no shit like that. I don't even profess none of that kind of shit. Ain't nobody right now today fucking with me because I told them that I know how to teach them how to catch a bitch. No. I told them that I could teach them what catches a bitch. It's totally different. And if you know what catches them and you start having it, then you should catch. But what if you don't? Well, you just, you know what it takes. You still got to be the motherfucker that do it. So you guys, just understand, that's where I'm coming from. Hold on. Those of you that know me, when I start spitting shit that's real live, I get the fucking hiccups. 702, I see you, but I got to drink some water. Hold on. Ah, shit, man. It's a trip. Hey, 702, what's up?
Hey, bud. I just want to say that, man, I'm retaking the course again, and I've been just doing one course at a time for the month of January, and I'm seeing shit since I did it last. I figured out that, you know, that I've been being lazy with it and that I got to fuck with it all the time, but I'm liking what I'm seeing from it, and your shit is on point, man. Thank you for doing this shit, and thank you for being like a father to us, man.
Hey, man, I appreciate you appreciating me, man. But let me ask you something before you get off. See, This is what I don't understand. I don't mean this when I ask you this. I don't mean this, do you love me? Do you cream on me or any of that? But what I'm really asking you this. Do you believe in me?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, stop. You do. You said yes. So now I'm going to say what I don't understand. What I don't understand is if you really believe in me and you willing to spend money, I mean, you ain't talking about $20. You spend money to get this shit. What I don't understand is why would you bullshit about trying to get the effects that I'm claiming you're going to get. Now, I mean, that may be a hard question, but if you be honest, it's a very easy question to answer. So just answer it. It doesn't matter. Nobody know who you are. I just want to know, why would you spend that money to get that shit, hear people expressing all the things they get out of it, and you actually believe in me, but you bullshit on the shit you spent money on. Now, can you say something about that, please?
That's personally on myself, just my laziness and my bullshitness, you know, just me bullshitting. But I've been more focused and, like, you know, how your shit teach, you know, get on your shit. But and I've been taking care of my business, and I ain't trying to not do it over a long period of time again. I'm trying to stay consistent with it.
Hey, bruh, I'm very happy that you saying what you saying. And even though I may have made you think you're a fucked up dude, you actually a very good example of what it is to be dedicated. When you're not, you just gonna get what not being dedicated is. But when you start being dedicated, you may be inching into it. But as you see the progress that you gonna see, you will get into it. And that's all that matters, bro. I mean, I'm loving that you said you wasn't really doing it, but you went back to it and you seeing more shit that you didn't see before, plus dedicating yourself to it this time, you know, more than before. That's all beautiful. And if I would have just accepted that, see, you wouldn't have understood what I hope you understand now. What you need to understand is first you decide if it's something worth fucking with. So if I'm telling you it is and you trust me, then you've decided that it's something worth fucking with. Then, which is what you don't do, which is in the course, think it, do it. Don't think it and then think about doing it for the next X amount of time. And then try to do it, because it's not effective then. What's effective is that you know this shit works. Now you finna dedicate X amount of time to making the shit work for you. Think that shit, do that shit, and see don't that shit happen.
Yes, sir.
All right, bro. I appreciate this, man. I love it, man. Hey, you guys, see, the thing about me is a lot of you guys, I'm putting you back in, 702. I appreciate that. A lot of you guys don't realize I'm qualified. I ain't talking about because I talk shit or I was a pimp or any of that kind of shit. I'm qualified with degrees. Any of my YouTube videos, I'm in my office and you see my degrees. They're real degrees that I earned to learn how to teach you people. So tonight, I'm going to be talking about, you know, making your conversation effective. And most of us know in order to make your conversation be effective, you got to be prepared to talk. And everybody that fucks with me know all about the ABPs. And when they learned it, they learned it for bitches, ABPs, about bitches. But now that they learned that course, this ABP is about life. And they starting to see that shit. Ha! See, to me, you got to remember the Boy Scouts. I guess today you might not even have Boy Scouts. But when I was a kid, we had the Boy Scouts. Their motto was be prepared. You don't know what's around the corner. You don't know if some sort of tragedy going to happen. You better know safety. You better know how to survive. You better know certain ways to tie knots so you can cross different shit and the knot hold you. I mean, it's just a lot of shit you got to know. In a sense, that's what we are. We all like Boy Scouts in life as we coming up. You know, we trying to learn life. We're coming at it like scouts do because we don't really know what the hell is out there, but we still coming. We prepare ourselves with different things that's going to make us able to handle stuff. See, with the knowledge that you should be gaining or, you know, you should gain learning as you live your life, I mean, you should be able to reinforce that. That you're going to stay out there learning. But you guys don't. Why? Because you let things that society have devised to make you feel weak actually make you feel weak. And the thing about weakness is unless you get it at the root, no matter what you do about it, you're still going to be weak. And what makes all of you weak is that you're afraid of women. You're completely afraid of women. And I'm sure somebody could come on here and negate what I'm saying, and this same person is on this show. Come on. And I ain't mad at none of you. What I'm saying is, why be on this show if you're not going to at least trust what you're hearing? I mean, there's a lot of you that ain't bought nothing from me, that have tried this or that I've spoken on, and you see how it works. And there's a lot of you that have bought shit from me, tried it, and see how it works. But let's say I was doing a 2-for-1 and you bought part one, so I gave you 1 and 2. That shit taught you so much, you think you sharp. 3 and 4, then 1.0, 1 and 2, and then 3.0, 1. You got all that to go, but you don't care. You've learned what you think you need to know, which I'm not mad at you, because if you didn't know nothing, and there's like 1,000 things to know, and you learned from just dealing with me 50 things. You have learned 50 new things. And you say to yourself, 50 is a lot. And then you step back and you learned or realize that you've learned 50 things and still have 950 more things to learn. Yet, you still sharp. I mean, I ain't mad at you for believing you sharp. When you hear me say, see through muddy water and spot dry land, that means that you're embarking on a journey or you have already embarked on it and you don't really know what lies ahead, but you're prepared because of the shit you know. In the course, of course, I provided you with this if you didn't know it, but because of what you know has prepared you for life, not for women. For life. This is big. You have to be able to interpret information from a woman who is straight out lying to you. And the motherfucker don't even realize you quizzing her. This is how sharp you'll become if you understand what the tools on Down and Dirty do for you. If you're really in the street and you trying to have it your way, you need to understand your conversation should reflect that. And it takes more than saying, I want to have it my way, which is all you guys do. I mean, some of you buy stuff, so I'm not saying you ain't doing nothing. But we know what time it is. So, you just have to be sharp, like what I'm saying. And if you are, you'll end up dealing with a sharp woman. And once you start dealing with a sharp woman, you'll understand that some women are sharp. And you'll be able to search that kind of woman out. Because there's a crowd of all kinds of women. Men. You need to devise a way to detect that particular one. But you got to see that particular one and deal with that particular one before you know that particular one exists. And you guys haven't seen her or dealt with her. Excuse me, or dealt with her. You know why? Because you have nothing to offer. You have nothing to offer but conversation. And conversation is like assholes. Everybody got one. So bitches that's been in them streets or bitches that's been around the block once or twice don't want to hear your conversation. They want to see. No, they don't want to see your car. No, they don't want to see your apartment. They just want to see that you're who you're saying you are as you talk. And believe me, you could show them that you're exactly who you saying you are. And when you go to your place and you walk in there and it's immaculate, she expected that. It ain't even impressing her because you've already made her think that this is how you are. It would like let her down if you came home to a shabby place. But on the other hand, representing this and then showing that this is how you are is doing everything that you guys think lying to the bitch, talking some kind of fake shit does. Doing the real, lock them in. It locks them in. Because why? They've seen too many people fronting. They've seen too many people fronting. So, what I'm saying is this. I mean, you can catch women to fuck on if that's what you want to do. Or you can catch them to pimp on if that's what you want to do. But you still have to develop a vision on life that supersedes any other vision available to you. Because you're going to be living according to your rules only if you enter these streets. And a lot of you don't realize that, and when you do, you get scared. So Come on. Why are you guys just listening to me talk? This ain't a listen show. This is a talk show. I got to have people talking for the talk show to work. But, you know, I run my mouth. I got so much more to say. But I don't just say it because I want to say it. You want to hear it? Cool. Sean, I know I told you, keep your ass quiet because you're going to motherfucking say too much fly shit. So, I mean, if you got something to say, man, come on. But 443, what's up with you?
Hey, hey, how's it going, bud? I got a question.
Nothing, man. How you doing? Go ahead.
I'm doing pretty good. My question is, like, say you think you got the confidence to get whatever you want to from a woman, but you don't know what you want really to get from them. And that's the stumbling block. How do you figure out what you want?
Hey, see, the thing is, who knows what they want until they realize what they don't have? So what I'm saying is either you full of shit right now or you haven't took inventory. Because if you take inventory, you will see you ain't got the wardrobe you need. You ain't got the kind of tires you need. You got a whole bunch of little tiny things that you could do to make you in a better position. So where you need to start as far as this woman or these women that you don't know what to do with is wherever you think that is. But to me, man, I would start at the basics. You know, if I got an apartment, my apartment gotta be straight. And if it ain't, because I ain't got enough money, baby finna handle it. That's what I'm saying. Get my apartment straight, then my wardrobe got to be straight. If that ain't straight, then she gonna do whatever. Other than that, I'm gonna do it myself. But if she wanna be fucking with me and I'm trying to get something, that's the kind of shit I'm looking for right now until I have all that shit. And if I seen her give me whatever necessary for all this shit, she has been trained to want to see me succeed. So when I start talking about some thousands of dollars, she's going to be more than willing to help because she's been seeing me succeed. She's been seeing that I don't ask her, hey, Sean, I got you in now, but hold on. I don't ask her for shit unless I'm finna, you know, do whatever I'm saying I'm using it for. So what I'm saying is planting the seed so that what you thinking can grow as far as in her mind, all of this has to be done and it has to be set up. You can't just, you know, walk up to a woman and say, you know, I need this, I need that. You don't expect her to give it to you. You can't do it. So you got to play your hand, man. You understand what I'm saying?
I understand, yeah. I feel like I guess I've been, you know, messing with the woman that don't have to offer what I need from them and wasting time.
Well, why would you even have that question if you've been messing with women that don't have what you need?
Why would I ask that question?
Yeah. Because that question would lead me to believe that you be dealing with people that you could actually got something from, but you don't really know how to do it.
I mean, okay. I mean, but like, say a college student female who don't have no, like, who's got her mama and daddy's money, like they don't got nothing to offer. That's what I've been.
Okay, stop. What would you do? This college girl likes you, her mom and them paying for her to go to school and all this. And what would your mindset be? What would your mindset be to fuck with her?
I don't know.
See, so what I'm saying is this what I'm talking about. This is idiot. This is idiotic. Here's a broad ain't got no listen. Here's a broad ain't got no money. Here's a broad is in school finna do some big shit. And you don't know you supposed to understand that and play long range? You don't know that you supposed to get at her, make her like you, don't want nothing from her because as she goes through school, you setting up your future.
I mean, well, I've been doing that, but, like, yeah, I've been thinking about it long term. I've been thinking, like, what can they do
right
for me right now?
Bruh, you ain't hardly been doing what I'm talking about. So, LaShawn, what's up, man? What you had to say? Hey, stay on. Hey, 443,
okay.
Stay on. Don't go nowhere. Sean, what's up?
Well, first of all, you always know what you want from a female. One. And two, do you think you qualify to get what you want from her? Hello?
I think I'm qualified, yeah.
Stop. Nobody say nothing. Call her. I am not saying you are or you are not. But let's say that the situation came up and you told the broad you want whatever. And she asked you, well, what makes you qualified to even ask me that? Let me hear your answer.
I would say I'm not only smart, but I'm sharp as well, and I'm a problem solver. So if you got a problem, I'm the kind of guy that can solve it for you.
And then she'll ask you this. Why haven't you solved the problem you're talking about?
I'm talking about it. She's talking about.
No, the problem that you asked, listen, man, don't play games. I don't want to hear it. What I'm saying is I'll make it clear. The problem that whatever you asked her for that made her ask you, what makes you qualified to ask me that, whatever that is you asked her for, then, you know, you would say something like that. I'm a problem solver, woo, woo, woo. And she would say, well, how come you haven't solved your problem?
I got you. And my response to her would be that, I don't know.
Hey, stop. See, that would be your response. But you wouldn't be sharp enough to say, girl, don't you know that even the sharpest people need assistance at some time? All I'm trying to show you is what I've been doing, why I've been doing, where I'm going, and if you want to go. See, took her away from what she just asked me, and I'd have took her where I was trying to take her based on whatever I said to make her ask me that question. This is being sharp. And I know if I would have let Sean say something, Sean would have said the shit because Sean's sharp. Because Sean don't let shit think for him. He think for shit. You guys let shit think for you. You guys let shit make you think what the shit makes you think. Whereas there could very well be a much better thing to think if you understood thinking. See, people, as old as you are, bro, I'm not saying you're an old person. I'm just saying you ain't no kid. You know that this is such thing as thinking. But how much do you think when it comes to getting at women? Sean, how much do you think?
Not enough. When it comes to getting at women, I think constant. Every move, I'm thinking it through. Constant. I'm a couple steps ahead,
Hey, what I'm saying is, regardless of how he explained it, he letting you know that it ain't just no willy-dilly run up on some bitch, you know, now I got, you know. This motherfucker, if he walking towards her, he already thinking about two or three things that he just said to her. And her responses. And he know where he going. And if she don't go there, he know what to do. And what I'm saying is, this is where confidence come from. All you guys out there talking that goddamn shit about what you know and how you could do it, you wouldn't try it if it was right in front of you right now, listening to you say it. But this motherfucker, Sean, I bet he would. I bet if he thought it, I bet he would try it. Fuck failing or winning or any of that. The nigga answered his questions. Therefore, he ain't got no questions. So what do he do when he talk? He kick it. That's the only way you can kick it. You know, you ain't got no damn question. I'm not searching for no answer. So whoever talking to me must see my genius. So I'm just going to kick it with them. I know I ain't no damn genius, but, you know, I might say that to myself so I could feel whatever I whatever you want to call it, false grandeur or whatever you want to call it. I call it making myself feel like me. Making myself feel like I pose the feel. I don't care what somebody think I should be doing. You know, if you think I should be doing it, do me a favor and show me the results when you get through doing it. Because you ever thought of this? Sean, hey, caller, both of y'all, respond to this. 773, I see you in a minute. Have you ever thought about this? The average motherfucker to tell you what you should be doing about something
I already know
ain't even doing it theyself.
Let's prove that point. Did you do what you just said on the phone, caller? Did you try what you just said on the phone?
No, I didn't try what I said.
That proves the point.
Sean, don't be. Hey, all you guys, listen to this. There's ways for you to answer your question. Whatever question you have, you couldn't have formed it if you didn't have some kind of opinion about the situation.
Right.
And if you trust yourself, huh?
Because, like, no, just tonight, the reason I'm calling to ask the question, I saw a female that I've been kind of talking to this past semester, and I walked up to her thinking I was going to have some conversation, and I ended up not having nothing to say.
You know why? What's the reason you think why?
Because I don't know what I have to offer.
Which is what? I mean, that's kind of right, and I want to give you credit. But you got to use some different words.
The reason why I didn't have any conversation was because, I didn't know what I was. It wasn't bringing anything to the table. I couldn't bring anything.
Listen, bro. Sean, first, what you think? What's the answer?
He lacks confidence.
That's a skate answer, Sean. That's a skate answer. There's a specific reason. Okay. You should have said, hey, without going too deep, you know he ain't got no comp, so I know where you're coming from next time, all right?
Okay.
But,
okay.
Hey, caller, the answer to this is you don't know shit about yourself.
Correct.
Just like you said, you don't know what to offer her. That's why I said you kind of right, but I don't want to give it to you because you need more different words. You know, we saying the same thing, but you saying something vague. I'm saying something specific, and when you get specific, you can attack specifically what's going on. So let's say what I said is something specific. For you, what do you think I told you just now?
I think you told me that I need to get to know myself, and then I'd know what I have to offer.
Hey, thank you. Hey, let me ask you this. Is that news to you?
It's not news. No, it was in there already.
That's what I'm saying, man. This shit is not some kind of brain adjusting shit you gotta learn. This shit that I'm talking about is simply about not lying to yourself. The more you stop that shit, the more you gonna gain control over who you are. But how do you stop it? See, that's the thing. That's what the course is about. That's what Sean know. That's what everybody that fuck with me know. the little thing that makes the shit work. We all know. Just like Bruh said, that's not news to him. Man, I knew I should know myself. That's not news to him. Yeah, but look at how long he ain't been doing it, knowing that that's what he should do. Bruh, how long? Come on, man.
No, years.
That's what I'm saying, brother. A whole bunch of years you doing something that deep down inside you know you shouldn't be doing. But you want to be a tough guy when it comes to fucking with a bitch. That's why that bitch, all she got to do is look at you and ball her face up some kind of way, and your ass backing up for what you were saying, no matter what it was. Okay, you stay on, Sean, you stay on, and 773, you come on.
Oh, man, what's going on, Sean, Roseboro, what's happening?
Hey, nothing, what's man, up? What's happening with you?
Listen, man, this conversation y'all were just having, man, is fucking right on. I mean, as far as, like, getting to know yourself, shit, I want to kind of add to that. It was a situation where it was like a chick, and I wanted to basically, you know what I'm saying, come at her. And I had all this shit on my mind, I'm ready to say all that shit. Got close to the bitch, and nothing happened, you know what I'm saying? But I realized that, so why would that happen? And I have to really think about it. What could it be? And I discovered it was like fear. Like, you know what I'm saying? I don't know. It was fucking fear. So
okay, stop. Here you are giving me a scenario, and I'm going to ask you one thing. And before you even answer, I'm going to show you how you and 443 are the same person. 773. You realize it was fear, right?
Yep.
What the fuck did you do about it?
So, this is what the fuck I did about it.
Come
said,
on,
how
nigga.
Can I actually use... I said,
stop that. Hey, stop. I don't want to hear the steps you took to make a decision. That's all bullshit. I want you to go directly to the point. What did you do about it?
At that particular moment, I didn't do shit about it because
Stop. Listen, Sean.
Yes, sir.
443 and 773. Listen to this. I have professed on my show many times when you talking to a motherfucker and you want to know if you caught them being full of shit, ask them something. Sean, I say ask them something. And what are you going to hear in response?
If you ask them something, he either going to be silent or you're going to hesitate or you're going to start stuttering.
Which one is it, Sean? I didn't ask you to make those goddamn guesses. Which one is it?
I wasn't listening to that last. I didn't hear what he just said.
Check this out. He going to be silent. Any person, they gonna
okay.
be silent. And
okay,
you see,
what's up?
Well, hey, hold on, brother. Hold on. I didn't give you the answer. Now, of course, you're gonna talk. But what I'm saying is, when I asked you, what did you do to the point? What did you do? You said nothing. At the time, nothing. And what I'm saying is, that's exactly what 443 did when it came to what he needed to do. Which is why I said I'm going to show you how you both were like. Now, 443,
right.
773, I'm going to allow you to talk. But, man, whatever you do, don't make up no bullshit because you heard my answer.
No.
Now, come on.
No, see, I want to keep it real so you can check my ass, you know, if I'm talking bullshit. But what I did that night, I actually went to the fucking crib and I really thought about it. What the fuck can I do the next time if that shit ever happened again?
Stop. That's good. But that ain't got shit to do with what you did about it. Because if you let it go, I'm saying, I ain't saying let it go good, bad, or indifferent. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying if you, like you said, just went home and thought about it, see, you missed your opportunity. It's over. You gone. Right. You know, so what I'm saying is, this is my point, you guys. We're talking about my point right now. You only get the action, you know, when you get it. You can't go home and think about it, or you can't go home and wait for the show and ask me what you should have did or whatever the fuck. You didn't miss your action. 443, do you know what I'm saying?
Yes, I needed to do something in the moment, and once I missed it. Yeah.
Okay, so what I'm asking you now is, do you want that to continue to be the case?
I don't. No, not at all.
Let me ask you this. Is this news to you?
It's not news. I don't want that to be the case, and I've
stop,
done that for
stop,
a while.
Stop. What I'm saying is this. You got to ask yourself. It's not about you not knowing what to do. You need to ask yourself, do you know how to do what you need to do? And I already know that answer. No, you don't. Is that the right answer or not?
No, I think I do know. I just haven't been doing it.
Hey, stop. Let me show you how you don't know. If you think you know, don't you think you would have been doing it?
Yeah, I think I would have done it a couple hours ago.
Wait, don't keep talking. Just answer the question. Don't you think you would have been doing it?
I think I would have been, yeah.
Have you been?
I got a question.
John, hold on. Have you been?
I haven't, no.
So stop. My point is, I'm sure you know, but there is a reason you haven't been doing it. And you know what to do. You know, be more whatever, aggressive, whatever, assertive, whatever words. I don't know. But what I'm saying, you haven't done it. And it's because you don't know how to do it. And it's because you keep lying to yourself like you're doing right now. What keep you doing the same shit that you think you know, that you think is on the same line that I'm talking about. But it's not. Because you know shit, or you didn't thought of shit that you don't even do. Now, Sean, you can ask your question, but before you do, I'm going to ask you this. Do you think of shit that you don't do?
No, never. Never.
Unless it's something you ain't supposed to do.
Well, I don't think of shit I'm not supposed to do. I cut those doors out.
Oh, my motherfucker. I'm not. God damn. Sean, listen to me, man. When it's about trust, when it's about, you know how we talk about trust, what I'm saying is, for you to say what you just said, that's serious trust in you. Yeah. And now that I said that, I'm sure you're going to, you know, look at what you said and you're going to see what I'm talking about. That fucking shit was so dope. I mean, I'm talking about that answer. I don't think about shit that I... that answer was so dope. And here's an assignment, an extra credit assignment for you. Hit the class and let them know that you know what I'm talking about. And, of course, I'm going to read it to see if you know what I'm talking about. Because I ain't going to tell you. But on that, in that post, if you really know what I'm talking about, you there. I'm telling you.
Yes, sir.
You there. And what I'm talking about has to do with your answer. I don't think about, you know, nothing that I, you know. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
Okay, good.
Definitely.
Now, let me show you guys something else about assertive, confident motherfuckers. You know, the way I sneakily told him that so y'all don't know what the fuck he's talking about. He had to hear it. And what did he say? Hey, I'll have it in tonight, bud. Don't challenge me. Don't fucking challenge me, bud. You just showed me how to stand up. And I'll be damned if I bow down because I got, what, two nuts? I got fucking two nuts. I need both of them. And I'm not sacrificing now one of them to give in to some shit you talking, bud. you shit-talking motherfucker. Because don't you think that this motherfucker hear me just like all you scary motherfuckers hear me? Don't you think 773 hear me? And don't you think 443 hear me? Just like all you scary-ass motherfuckers worried about what I'm talking about? Hey, I don't care. You see how I kick it with 443, 773, Sean? The same. I'm real. I take no prisoners. None. Even if I understand why you doing it. If it's some punk shit, I ain't seeing it. I ain't fucking going for it. And you either don't go for what I'm saying or whatever the fuck you want to do is cool with me. But all three of you guys, 443, Sean, of course you, but 773, you too. I hope you really heard what we kicked. Because let me tell you something before I put y'all back in. This shit, this segment of whatever we kick all night, I don't think we're going to get something stronger than this. We may, because I don't know what's coming in the next 30 minutes. But this was some pure dope. What you think, Sean, was it?
Yeah. It's a display, you know, because he could talk shit all night, but when you see it in front of your face, you can't deny it. Like, y'all don't got nothing
for
to
sure.
do with what he had planned out. Yeah, let me ask you a question real quick before you throw him in.
Go ahead. Wait. 443 and 773. Did y'all think this was some dope shit too?
Yeah, I thought it was dope. I got more than my question answered. Yeah, I got to answer my own question.
Okay, go ahead, Sean. What was you finna say?
Both of y'all callers, three questions really, but I'm going to ask the first two. One, is that the first time that happened to you? You know, you see the chicken, you want to say something, then you froze. That's the first question. Is that the first time? The second is, how did you feel when it happened?
Quickly, 443.
I felt like I blew an opportunity. It was not the first time that I felt like I had. It was another blown opportunity.
He said he felt like he blew an opportunity. Go ahead, Sean.
Okay, so my question is this. Honestly, not because of Bud is sitting there. Like, pretend he wasn't sitting there. Why you don't invest in yourself? I mean, if you don't got the bread, then that's cool. But I just want to know. I'm just curious. Why you don't invest in yourself?
I don't know.
Stop.
What about
stop,
the other caller?
Stop. Right there. Caller, you there? Listen to this.
Yeah,
listen to this. See, game is a motherfucker. When you spit game and it go over people's head, let's say I said game in a game way, don't put your foot over there. A train is going to run your toe over. And since you didn't get the game, the very first opportunity you get, you stick your foot over there and your toe get ran over. That's what just happened to you, man. Because what I'm saying... what I'm saying, man, when you doggone have things going on, you don't volunteer, you know, the information. Can the first time you had something to say and you went blank, what happened? You know, nothing. You didn't think of shit. But if you would have thought that not only is this fucked up, of course you're going to think that. But then do you want to live with something fucked up? What I'm saying is, even though our roundabout way brought it, I'm talking about critical thinking. I'm saying you got to think faster than that. Of course you didn't say nothing. It was fucked up. But do you supposed to let that determine your night? Or can that just be a part of your night? Because tell the truth, after you failed with that bitch, you damn near didn't fuck with no other bitches, right?
I mean, no, I texted another bitch that I was fucking with, but she changed the plan.
Hey, wait a minute. Hold on. Hey, listen to how fucked up and how you don't know this, bro, because evidently you don't listen to me all the time. But listen to how fucked up this motherfucker thinks. He done already failed with this bitch, so what he do? He got her phone number, but he texts her. He texts her because if he call her, He got to say what he called it for. So if he call her and he say what he called it for, she might say no. So he's scared. I don't want to get told no two times in one night, so I'll text. And who's going to say to a texting motherfucker, oh, yeah, bring your ass over, nigga. I mean, if that's your bitch, yeah, she's going to say that. But to some strange, not strange, but some broads you just know, she going to do what she did to him. Hey, you know what? I got to buy some milk that comes from a cow that only got six udders, and she only can have milk coming out at this certain time, and I got to go get it. And you said, oh, okay. So, hey, caller, do you know what I'm talking about?
I know what you're talking about, bud.
Okay. So this is what I want all you guys to do. I'm putting you back in. I have great respect for all of you that stayed on here listening to me talking shit, because I know how much shit I talk. I know. I don't really be laughing at you. I be laughing at the situation and how dudes allow themselves in all kinds of scenarios, get in the same situation, and don't see that it's the same thing that they heard about on this show or that show. And you can't separate it simply because you're doing it. If it's punk shit, it's punk shit. If I'm doing it, if Sean doing it, if 773 doing it, if 443, it's punk shit. And you don't want to do it. And you want to get into thinking like that, because that's really where I'm coming from. I'm not really trying to, I mean, of course, I always try to sell shit, but I ain't trying to sell shit. I'm trying to go past all the rhetoric that people spit about having confidence in catching women. See, if you guys are trying to get some knowledge, because I am not trying to turn any of you out. I don't even want to try to turn any of you out. But if you got some situations concerning the game, or you have some things that have occurred in your quest to become this magnificent gentleman of leisure that you're trying to become, then, of course, ask me. You can talk to me about it, because I've been there. But if it's about what I'm doing, I am not trying to do any of that shit. You know, I am trying to talk and reach men. On this show, sure, I talk about pimp shit, because you motherfuckers want to do some pimping. But this is what's funny. Everybody think I have two shows, but they're really one show. All you guys, no matter what shit you talk, you're the same. Full of shit. It doesn't matter what you're talking about. It just matters that you're simply talking. That's all that matters. What do you think is important when you're getting at a woman? See? Ain't nobody finna get on here and answer that shit. Yeah, everybody want to talk about this, that, and the other, but what's important when you get that a motherfucking bitch, man? I mean, it could be a number of things, of course. But for this topic, the most important thing when you get that a woman is timing. You haven't been talking about timing? How was we supposed to know that? Well, let's say you're not supposed to know that. That would bring me to this question. Do any of you know what timing is? Fuck! I didn't already ask two questions. Ain't nobody trying to answer. The first one was, you know, what's important when you're getting at a woman? What's really, really important when you're getting at a woman? And the motherfucking second thing is, do you know what timing is? Of course. Woo. 111. Now, this is a foreign on one of them private numbers, and I only got one motherfucker that fucked with me with that. This better be Trayon. Come on.
Yeah, you know who it is, man. It's Trayon. What's up?
Come on, man. Well, what? The first question is, what is important when you're getting at a woman? And the second one is, do you know what timing is?
As to the first question, what's important is knowing where you want to go with the conversation. And knowing where you want to go with the conversation takes knowing yourself.
That's very true, but that's the wrong answer to what I'm saying. And the thing about this, which you're going to notice this, Trayon, when I say this, I already told you what the answer was in the question. I said the most important thing is your timing. And then I asked the second thing, do you know what timing is? Do you know what that is?
Timing is knowing what you're going to say, but at the right time to say it, to have the effect that you want.
That's 50%. That's 50%. Correct. Timing is the way you flow. And otherwise, knowing you said this. But that timing, not actually knowing what you're going to say, but whatever you choose to say is done in a specific way that it keeps the conversation flowing. You don't ask a question, you know, you just talking and talking, and all of a sudden you ask her, have you ever ate fudge cake? You know, she might stop and look at you and, you know, well, yeah, okay, she, you know, it's not a big deal. But timing is not interrupting the flow of what you're saying. Even though it don't have to go one, two, three, four. It could go one, two, three, four. It could go like that. But you see it. And you understand right. that's how it's going. And right now you really want to say this, but you say to yourself, nah, my timing ain't right, so I'm going to just hold that back. You're telling yourself this. And then you say, damn, you know, like in a couple of more seconds, yeah, about right now. And then you say what you think you should have said. That's timing.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, that's kind of what you were saying, right?
Yeah, so it's like you've got the gun loaded. You're waiting for the – you're looking for the right
moment to fire. Hey, you got right. the gun loaded. But you're waiting for the opportune moment to fire. Okay, I give you 100 on that. Because, hey, Trayon, listen to me and what you just got right now. What I'm saying right. is this. I already told you. You can listen to me if you want to, and if you want to think that I'm right, you can think that. But in any situation, there's a number of ways to be right. Mm-hmm. And when you say something that you know is right, you just explain or use whatever it is that make you know it's right, something that I can identify with. Otherwise, your answer was not wrong. It just wasn't the words I would use. And just in case you don't understand, instructor, I mean this. Critically thinking, making it to where all they can say is, okay. Hey, Trayon, listen to me, man. That shit you said about realizing what an arsenal was and how even though all you were thinking about was an interview, you really saw what I was talking about when it comes to an arsenal. That was so spot on. That was spot on. I'm talking about, I don't think anybody else really stated it that way with an example so that I can know that they're talking about what I'm talking about. And what you did with that is how you get an A. You say whatever the fuck you think, and you make whatever you think related to the topic in the class, and then whatever you think is not only related, it's backed up by the shit we've been learning in the class. And then you come right. with your conclusion. How the hell can I go against that? That was dope. Go ahead.
The thing about that, Rose, but Yeah, the thing about that is that that kind of happened spontaneously. I wasn't trying to use my arsenal for thinking about that situation, but it just happened.
Stop.
And
stop,
now I'm...
Stop. Stop. Listen to me. Without me telling what we learned, you got to understand, when you really there, that's how it happened. Naturally, spontaneously. You don't think of shit. Just your thoughts are right on. And then when you take this one thought, whichever it was you're thinking, and you go with it, you do the same thing about that. But at this point, you're going in a particular direction instead of saying to yourself, I need to pick a direction to go in. You know, because at first you're thinking, I could do this, I could do that. You know, and then when you say, you know what, I want to do this. You got this direction. You see, we don't bullshit, man. We go. And that's why you said what you just said. And when you listen to it again, you'll fucking hear the strength in it. I don't fucking think. Anybody else would have you thinking that if you say that out loud, you're a fucking idiot. What do you mean you don't think of what you're going to do? Jesus Christ. No, motherfucker, I don't. Shit, because I believe in whatever is going on in my head to the point that I'm being spontaneous.
Right.
And that's when you're confident, man. Go ahead.
Yeah, because once you recognize that you're actually sharp, then you don't really have to think. You just do, and you know that what you're doing is sharp.
And the one thing I want to correct on that is it's not that you don't have to think about what you're doing. You don't have to think to do something, but you do have to think about what you're doing or what you did. You know, otherwise,
right.
you don't just do shit and don't think about it. You know, you got to think about
right.
it. But as far as to make a decision to do shit, you don't think about, man, I'm not wondering, am I thinking the right thing? You know,
exactly.
And see, people can say, you know what, I'm going to rob this casino. And since they thought it, they'll go do it. And then they'll say, well, you told me to do what I think. No, man. I said that knowing that motherfuckers that heard me say it and dealing with me know they trust themselves. Just like Treon said. He, without knowing that I was going to go in depth and like I am, like I'm doing, he said he don't think about it. That is the strong, Treon, that's the best promotion that I could possibly get. Because what do I tell you? Hey, Trevor, what do I say going to happen by the end of this course?
You, what's that? You're going to do things naturally.
Without thinking about them.
Right.
Hey, Trevor, do you hear that?
Yeah, man. I hear it. I'm loving what we're doing in SWU too, man.
Hey, good, man. I'm going to put you back in. I got another guy, 786. Let me see what's happening with you. There you go. What's up, man?
Oh shit. I thought I was out the queue, man. I was going to answer the question, man, about what's the most important thing you look for when talking to a woman. You know, my thing is...
what is?
First look, she... My thing is, you know...
Stop
first
right
she,
here.
She
stop, 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 stop. First of all, you got the question wrong. I didn't say what's the most important thing you're looking for. I said what's the most important thing when you're talking to a woman.
Okay. You know, make sure she gives you action, you know. Make sure, you know what I'm saying, she really following what you're saying with the conversation. Tamika, a lot of guys.
Okay, let's stop. What I'm saying is let's say you're right. Now, if you say whatever, hello. And the bitch tell you to go jump in the lake. Do you have action?
No.
Well, why would you be talking to her? Why would you be talking to her?
Why would you be talking to her? Because
yeah, you wouldn't.
If she,
hey, you wouldn't be talking to her, right? No, what I'm saying is when you say hi and she say fuck off, you ain't gonna keep talking to her, are you?
Oh no, hell no, you ain't.
Okay, so what I'm saying is, listen to me. I'm showing you what redundancy is. What I'm saying is, if you talking to her, it's understood that you getting action. For you to make that two separate things is why shit happens, which you guys like it do. First of all, when you say hello, you threw your rod out, you know, seeing if you can get a bite. And if it's, you know, if you're fishing and to be out there too long, you ain't getting no bite. But if you're fishing the way we talking about and the motherfucker respond and say some kind of crazy ass shit, you pull that rod back in and, you know, cast again. Bullshit. You got to be able to think like that, man. You got to make these decisions. You can't let, because you spoke to a woman, determine whether or not you will continue speaking with her. The only thing makes you continue speaking with her is that she is giving you action.
Yeah.
Other than that, hi, oh, I'm gone. You know, hi, hey, whatever, you look like this. Oh, shit, I'm gone. Hey, girl, what you, I'm talking about 7, 8, 9 bitches in fucking 2 minutes. Because I ain't talking to no goddamn bitch because I said hi. I don't give a fuck if you say hi back to me. You motherfuckers care about that shit. Bitch, you can say hi if you want to. Hey, you better say hi, and you better lick your lips, and you better raise your eyebrow, and you better make me think, damn, shit, I better go say. I mean, of course, she ain't got to do all that. I'm exaggerating. But I'm saying you got to give me action.
Right.
Something that I can see, because I ain't guessing. Because think about it, man. You already, check this out. Friday night, you got a new outfit you didn't bought, you know, and you put the outfit on, got your hair all laid, you know. Ain't that a bitch? Do you think you going out there to get turned down? Fuck no. You going out there to, you know, get picked. And that's all you thinking. Yeah, but see a motherfucker like me? I be doing this shit. I get sharp like that. I'm in the mirror talking about how fly I am. And then I say to myself, just to use an example, I say to myself, yeah, that motherfucking Shantae, he fucking out there. That nigga, he probably out there already. So I start hurrying up. Yeah, I'm sharp. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got a Rolls Royce. Yeah, I got a pocket full of money. Yeah, I got 7 white bitches. Yeah, I got a gang of weed. Yeah, I got everything I need. And I'm still tripping on some real shit. That's the life. That's the real life. You know, you can't be satisfied. If you thought you should have it, and you get it, and you get satisfied that you got it, you a punk.
Yeah,
that's just how it is.
It's always something else.
You motherfucking right. And you don't know what that is until you get to the level to see it.
Yeah, hey, but isn't that what you were saying, like that chasing the ghost?
Well, no. Chasing a ghost is chasing something that you actually believe is possible to have, and there have been people to have what you're trying to have, but there's no certain direction or no certain way or no certain position that you got to be in to actually capture it. So you have to be all over. You have to be all over the board. You have to think, oh, I'll be in this lower left-hand corner, then I go to the upper right-hand corner. You got to think all that shit. And luckily, I'm coming from the upper right-hand corner, and I'm going down to the lower left-hand corner. But before I get to the lower left-hand corner, that fucking ghost came in my path, and I saw it, and I caught it. Now, that's luck. Pure luck. And that's what I mean. If you catch it, catching it is worth all the money as far as why you chase it. It's worth all the things that you're looking for in life as far as why you chase it. Otherwise, Michael Jordan, you know, you heard he got cut from his, you know, young basketball days and turned out to be Michael Jordan. He didn't, when he got cut, when he got cut, he didn't come back on the team to be, you know, Michael Jordan. He came back on the team because he wasn't going to give up. And in the course of doing that, he became Michael Jordan. And he didn't try. He didn't try to become Michael Jordan. He tried to do good. And as he did good, all the things that he learned to make him not have to think about what to do when he gets the ball, he started employing that shit, which is all I'm doing with SWU, making you guys realize you don't got to think to be sharp. You just got to believe that you are sharp. And whatever you think, fucking do it. Hey, that's me. That's where we coming from. But there's a way to believe that. There's a way to learn how to trust that. Because everybody can say, man, that shit sound good. I'm going to do that. And now one of you motherfuckers going to do it. Now one of you going to do it. Because you don't know how. And if you want to know how, fuck with me. So, we got a few more minutes. You got anything else, 86?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I wonder, when you were talking about the ghosts and all that, I got one of the twos, you know what I mean? I was just going to bring it back to the game. When you said you got it to, when you first got it to the game, you know, it was about money. I already want to get your shit away in the twos because it was some jewels you had said in the twos. But anyway, you know, you said that when you got it to the game, it was about the money and all that shit. But as you evolved, and you know what I'm saying, you evolved in it, it became something else. You really became to see what the lifestyle is really about as far as, like, managing a crew of hoes.
Well, what's your question?
No, I was just going, when you were talking about that ghost, I was basically saying, does that situation apply to the game as far as what I'm talking about?
Well, I mean, everything applies to the game, man. But look, let's say I don't know I'm going to be Bud, but my name is Rosebud, and I'm out without a name, without no history. I'm just out. Either I want to just be out, or my being out is going to be an opportunity for me to show off and do something. So I'm not saying I'm going to just, you know, run up and down the street naked or none of that shit. I'm saying being out and being in the frame of mind I was in made me see that being out like all these other motherfuckers ain't shit. Because there was motherfuckers out there that weren't out. They only came out at a certain time, at a certain period. You seen them for whatever reason. They, you know, rolling like they rolling. But all of us, we all the time. We ain't shit. I start paying attention to them motherfuckers. I start wanting to be like them motherfuckers. A lot of motherfuckers just want to be in the game. You know, they don't care. They don't care if they have a hoe. They just want to say they had this bitch, they charge this bitch, they woo-woo-woo, they live in, you know, woo-woo. That's all they want to do. Some motherfuckers want something out of this shit. And I didn't even know I was one of them until I started seeing this shit. I thought this shit existed because I heard of it. But when I start seeing in Hollywood how people live in mansions, driving Rolls Royces, pimping, I just knew that's what I want. That's what the fuck I want. I don't care what I got to do to go through it to get it. Mm-hmm. And what I saw was the only thing I had to go through was knowing what limits I would go through to get what I was talking about getting. And to me, I would tell myself, man, I'm going all the way. It's do or die. I'm going to be like this, or they going to kill my motherfucking ass out here. Now, you know goddamn well, if you don't know, I'm a scary-ass motherfucker. I ain't going to even drive 90 miles an hour because that's too scary for me. So what I'm saying is, it ain't like I want to die. But I'm saying shit.
But the mentality.
I believed in this shit. I don't know what made me believe in it, but I did. And once I got in it,
because you saw it,
I was ready.
Because you saw
it, I was ready to do whatever the fuck. I don't know what, but whatever the fuck what is, I'm doing it. And then once I got to be Rosebud, I stopped thinking like that. Man, ain't no way in the fuck I'm finna do whatever the fuck. At first, I'm gonna do whatever the fuck to be this motherfucker, but when I become this motherfucker, ain't no way in the fuck I'm gonna still be thinking like that. That's still thinking like a little bitty motherfucker. So you start thinking about all the shit you could lose and all shit. You don't stop being the motherfucker you are. You just start seeing other ways to represent the motherfucker you are. All stand in line with safety first. Because now I got homes, now I got money, now I got this, now I got that. I ain't trying to lose this shit because I don't give a fuck no more. Because I've realized I didn't got to the point where I do give a fuck. Hey, unless you get there, you ain't gonna know shit about what I'm talking. Hey, you got anything else, 786?
No, that's it right there, man.
All right, man, for sure. That was good shit. 404, what's happening?
What's going on, bud? I just want to ask you, what was the formula you went by to make sure you stayed out the joint?
Hey, man. First, let me ask you something. You been in the joint?
Yeah.
I know. So what I'm saying is, what got you there? Don't tell me. What I'm saying is, I believe, just by you asking that, what got you there was something you really wouldn't do if it was really up to you. You got in some bullshit. What? Wrong or right?
Right.
So what I'm saying is this. What kept me out the joint was I could give a fuck what you think. I could give a fuck what you would do. And if you're going to judge me because I'm not going to do what you think I should do, then don't fuck with me. Because I'm not doing what you think I should do unless it's something I think I should do. Man, I done been down with motherfuckers. I done had, you know, problems, fights, all kind of shit. You know, I ain't no punk motherfucker. Well, I'm not finna fuck with you because of, you know, whatever. You know, here you are. I'm your partner. But you didn't tell me you be sniffing heroin and you going to buy some heroin. I don't know shit about it. But then I hear something jumping off with my partner and I find out he got some heroin. Man, nigga, fuck you. Fuck you.
Mm-hmm.
That's on you. I'm fucking with a nigga straight laced. Otherwise, you straight up, everything you doing is straight up, and me, you know, me and you is in some kind of town, a city that we ain't from, and you having a problem because some nigga bulldogging your bitch, you know, man, he bulldogging me and that nigga. And if you can't stand it, nigga, quit fucking with us, because what I'm saying is I'm going down. If it's about going down. But I ain't down for any kind of goddamn bullshit. Because motherfuckers be full of shit, caller. You can't stand up for them. They got to live up to what you live up to. At least that's how I think. Did I answer your question?
Yeah. Yeah, you asked.
You got anything else?
No, that's it.
Okay, you guys. This is what I want you to do. We got 30 seconds. Nobody's going to get on and ask no questions. You don't have to. What I'm saying is, as I mature and advance into my assignment at SWU, I'm learning a lot of stuff. And a lot of stuff that I'm learning is that I am supposed to at least try to teach. And what I'm doing with you and every one of you motherfuckers that hear this shit, I'm trying to show you the sense in accepting something you don't know about. something you want to learn about. And it's one thing I'm going to say. I've been doing this damn near 9 years. Don't you think in 9 years you would have heard something about my course saying it ain't shit? In 9 years, you didn't hear hella shit about me, Rosebud. Rosebud ain't shit. Uh-oh, jealous asshole. You didn't hear all kind of shit. So it ain't like they don't do that. What it is, they can't do it about the course because the course is real. And I just want you to fuck with it. I'm gone.